A Brockton student is a newly minted gold medalist in oratory. She's Julie Canuto de Pina, and she won it in a competition held by the NAACP. Her speech is titled 846. Here's an excerpt.
It took the murder of George Floyd in the pandemic to give us 2020 vision, forcing us to stay home, pay attention, fight for our rights, resist in protest against police brutality, and to use our voice. Minneapolis Police Department, guilty. Derek Chauvin, guilty. Our justice system, guilty. America, guilty.
Canuto de Pina joined students across the country to participate in the NAACP's year-long ACT SO achievement program. ACT SO stands for Afro-Academic, Cultural, Technological, and Scientific Olympics. The program pairs students with a mentor as they participate in one of 30 categories of academic competitions in the sciences, humanities, business, and the performing and visual arts. Canuto de Pina won a local gold medal in the oratory category and is competing in the National ACT SO competition later this week, representing the Brockton branch of the NAACP. We caught up with Julie Canuto de Pina earlier this week as she prepared for the national competition. And to start, I asked her to tell us about herself. Who is Julie Canuto de Pina?
So right now, I just graduated from high school, from Southeastern Regional Vocational Technical High School, located in Southeastern Mass. And I'm going into college this year. I will be going into nursing at Boston College. And I'm a very outgoing person. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy meeting new people, trying new things. I'm a very athletic person and very engaging and optimistic.
Julie, you referred to yourself as an athlete, somebody who's very into sports. How did you wind up in a speech competition?
That's a great question. So last year, like towards the end of the year, our school like sent out an email about ACSO and the NAACP. And although I had like a lot of sports things going on and extracurricular activities, I was very intrigued by what ACSO was, that I wanted to see what it was all about. And I saw that there was an oratory competition, and I actually had done a few public speaking events at my school. But I saw ACSO as an opportunity to take my public speaking levels to another level and speak about things that I'm very passionate about.
You know, you could have written about anything, really, anything. And you chose to focus on police brutality and the death of George Floyd. What made you decide to focus there? And how did that feel in your heart to decide to write about that?
The time that this ACSO competition got brought up to me, a lot of Black Lives Matter movement was going on and like all over the media. And just in general, I was very disturbed by what Derek Chauvin did in the murder of George Floyd. And it really woke me up as a youth and advocate to no longer just stand back and read the news or watch the news, but instead like use my voice to advocate and wake like other youth up. And so I decided that, why do I have to keep just reading news and telling people about what happened when I can use my voice, put everything that I'm feeling and what I see into a speech and move other people to kind of act and do the same?
Was it hard to put what you were feeling and seeing into this speech? I have to imagine it was painful. I wonder, did you have support? Was it challenging? Did it write itself?
It was very challenging writing this speech because I also wanted to make sure that what I was saying stuck with everyone and came from all different sides. And I had a lot of help from Pat Monteith and Michael Curry, who helped me organize my ideas into what how I wanted this speech to be structured.
Pat Monteith and Michael Curry were mentors through the NAACP, right?
Yes. And I really wanted the words to resonate with an audience when I said my speech, but I also wanted the words to be what I was feeling and how I felt this case has brought an awakening to people to come to action and call to action and see what's actually happening in the world.
You know, you talk about making sure that what you said really stuck. In watching your speech, one of the things that really stuck with me were these mundane activities that you pointed out can happen in 8 minutes. And there was something about putting eating breakfast next to this murder that really disturbed, I think, in a way I'm assuming you wanted it to. I wondered, was it hard to deliver, to talk about and orate something so disturbing? And I'm assuming you must have done it repeatedly, both in practicing it and then taping it for this competition.
Yes, it was very disturbing to think that you can do these daily things that happened in like 8 minutes and or even more. And it's like so much time that like you can bathe in it. We don't realize that time, those minutes and those seconds, actually in our lives, we were able to do these things every day. But for George Floyd on that day, that was all the time he had.
Do you have a sense of what justice looks like to you? And are you hopeful that we are headed in that direction as a country?
I feel like our criminal justice system is in need of serious transformation. I definitely still remain hopeful that it's on the path towards that, and it's progress, and progress is key. It's helping us move to a better path.
And Julie, last question for you. What's your dream for yourself and your future?
Definitely, I see myself working in the medical field as a pediatric nurse practitioner, but at the same time, more so thinking about it in the moment, I definitely see myself being an activist and advocate in areas of social justice and using my voice and public speaking skills to bring about awareness and speak about inequality in our system and open and use my voice to open up other youth to do the same and use their voice whenever they feel like something isn't right or something in our system needs change. I want to inspire others.
That's Julie Canuto DePina. She recently won a local gold medal in the NAACP Afro-Academic, Cultural, Technological, and Scientific Olympics. She'll represent the Brockton chapter of the NAACP in the national competition later this week. Here at Radio Boston, listeners, we care passionately about what you want to hear. So here's your chance to tell us exactly what that is. We have posted a survey online, and we'd really love for you to weigh in. Tell us what you think, and be honest. What do you want more of? Maybe less. Tell us. Go to wbur.org/survey. That's wbur.org/survey. And thanks in advance for doing it. We look forward to hearing from you. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston's Week in Review.